Now we can move on to some news items. The newspaper carries stories with the usual themes: drama at the county council, followed by news that the county council may be considering using solar power. The Royal Norfolk Show announces that it has made a surplus last year, and a huge revamp at Helsdon Hospital is on the cards. First up, however, is the Theatre Royal advertising its programme, as always, and good news indeed if you want to keep such a vital arts outlet in the city.
12 45-foot trailers, 3 days and a crew of 40 later, and the curtain is ready to go up for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The show is running at Norwich Theatre Royal until April the 29th on its UK and Ireland tour, and it follows its success on both the West End and Broadway. The hit musical is based on the Roald Dahl story and combines the memorable songs from the original 1971 film, including The Candyman and Pure Imagination, and some new numbers too. In the show, Charlie Bucket, played by 13-year-old Noah Walton, finds one of the 5 golden tickets to the Wonka Chocolate Factory. Once the winners step beyond the gates, they embark upon an extraordinary journey through Willy Wonka's marvellous mind.
The leader of Norfolk County Council has been toppled in a Conservative coup. Graham Plant, who had led the authority for less than a month, lost a leadership challenge to party rival Kay Mason-Billick. Members voted him out at the County Tory Group's annual general meeting. Miss Mason-Billick will now face a vote of the full council on May the 9th, days after the district council elections, to confirm her appointment as County Hall leader. Mr. Plant, who was previously deputy leader of the council, stepped in as the leader last month after Andrew Proctor took a leave of absence due to ill health. Mr. Proctor had informed his group ahead of its meeting that he would not stand for leader, and Mr. Plant, who represents Galston St. Andrews, found himself challenged by Mrs. Mason-Billick. Mrs. Mason-Billick, who represents the Loddon Division of County Hall, is also deputy leader of South Norfolk Council. And she said, "I am delighted to be elected by my colleagues and I'm looking forward to continuing with our positive agenda for Norfolk."
Soaring power costs mean Norfolk County Council's electricity bill is likely to increase by millions of pounds. The council currently spends £4.7 million a year on electricity, and that's including for Norfolk streetlights. But County Hall officers fear that it's about to go up by more than 50% to £7 million. And council leaders say they could need to explore whether solar farms could be used to generate more of the electricity that the authority uses. The council buys electricity through the Eastern Shires Purchasing Organisation, an organisation owned by and managed by a number of councils. Councils clubbing together to buy power meant they could get it more cheaply and had agreed to extend the arrangement for another 3 years.
The Royal Norfolk Show made its first surplus for 12 years after an exceptional comeback event entertained 80,000 visitors last summer, said organisers. The Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association announced its 2022 financial report during its annual meeting at the Norfolk Showground. It revealed the organisation made a surplus of £182,621 from its operating activities last year, up from £99,644 in 2021. And the biggest revenue source was the resurgent Royal Norfolk Show, which itself generated £1.475 million, including a £310,000 surplus, as it returned after 2 COVID-related cancellations. The financial success was attributed to the sizable post-pandemic crowd. In his report, RNAA Chairman Robert Alston said that the return of the Royal Norfolk Show was undoubtedly the principal achievement of 2022. The show was delivered with exceptional content, good visitors' numbers, and importantly, within budget, he said. It was clear that the absence of the show had been keenly felt, and it was a delight to witness the quality of the livestock showing and equestrian competitions, as well as the buoyancy and buzz of business-to-business activity.
A major revamp of a Norfolk hospital has taken a big step forward after the trust behind it secured £38 million in national funding for the scheme. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust has been boosted by the award of the eight-figure sum for its Rivers Centre project. The development will see three new wards added to Helston Hospital, along with the refurbishment of two existing wards. The project will increase the mental health hospital's bed capacity by 15 and reduce the Trust's reliance on out-of-area placements. This is one of the factors which has seen the struggling organisation come under heavy criticism in recent years. The development is set to cost almost £50 million in total, with NSFT investing £11.7 million from its own budget on top of the £38 million government contribution. This figure makes it the largest individual investment the Trust has made in its history.
Plans for a huge housing development on the edge of Norwich has been scuppered by fears over its environmental impact. Developers had wanted to build an extra 456 new homes at the White House Farm site in Sproston, but the plans have now been scrapped. The developers, Persimmon Homes, Taylor Wimpey and Hopkins Homes, say they had to make the decision because they were unable to meet demands ensuring the properties did not create pollution. The nutrient neutrality issue has halted many Norwich housing schemes in recent months.